WXYZ.
And 2 p.m. Sunday afternoon.
Grand Nationals, Saturday night.
And Sunday afternoon at Detroit Dragway.
Say the secret word, you win a Honda. Hello, two-way radio. Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Hello?
Hello, who is this?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
What's your name?
Alan Evans.
Can't you hear me?
Can you hear me, Al?
Yeah.
Well, you're not listening on the radio, are you?
No.
Well, listen on the radio.
I hear you.
Oh, all right. Listen on the radio. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now do you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Where do you go to school?
South.
South Junior High?
Yeah.
How old are you?
15.
15 years old. And what do you call for?
I wanted to tell you, you said that Dick Turton was at the bottom of Keenan's list.
Yeah, that's an old subject, you know. We did
that 2 weeks ago. But I want to ask
you, talk about something new.
WXYZ.
Who's at the bottom of our list where?
It's WXYZ.
What do you mean? You mean who's the lowest rated guy on the station? Well, I suppose I am.
What?
I suppose I am.
You are?
Sure, because I'm the newest.
Yeah, how about Jim Hampton?
Well, Jim Hampton is on the All Night Show. There's no rating taken after midnight.
Isn't?
No. No rating at all taken in the city after midnight.
Oh, well. Well, how come you're saying that Dick Curtin's at the bottom?
Well, that's, as I said, that's old business. I really don't...
To be, I think.
What?
I think that this other guy would be Ted Clark.
No, well, it's not according to the people that you like that ratings are taken. It's according to who everybody is listening to. And I made a statement. I said that their lowest rating is in the morning. And that happens to be the time that Dick Burton is on. That was my statement, if you recall, at the time.
Well, how about at night when nobody listens?
What do you mean when nobody listens? Who says
maybe
nobody
you
listens?
Know, from about 1 o'clock to a.m. to about 5 a.m.
There's no rating taken after 12, so nobody knows.
Oh.
Until 6
so
o'clock.
Well, how do you know it'd be him? Wouldn't it be when, about 12 o'clock when nobody listens to Housewife?
No, it's not. As a matter of fact, the rating is taken, there are a couple of rating services. We went through this once before. There is C.E. Hooper and Pulse Incorporated. These ratings are taken on all the stations in the area, in metropolitan Detroit, see? And the ratings are paid for by most of the stations who care to know what the ratings are, and they chip in, and therefore they receive them. So the rating is not a biased opinion. It's very unbiased. You understand?
Yeah.
So when a rating is taken, they make a certain amount of calls. Hooper does. First week of every month, they make a certain number of calls during the week, depending on the size of the city. In this particular case, they make about 8,000 or 10,000 calls during that week. And Pulse Incorporated visits homes for a month and asks people what station they listen to. When Hooper calls, they ask people what station they are listening to now. See, that's the basic difference in the ratings. And my statement was that WKNR's lowest rating time is in the morning. Okay?
Yeah.
No, well, what's your argument?
Well, that doesn't mean that Dick Curtin's the lowest rated disc jockey, then.
Yes, it does.
It does?
Yeah, it does. It means he's the lowest rated disc jockey on that station.
Okay, can I ask you something else?
Yeah.
Well, on Motown, you know, you talked about Motown a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Well, how come on all their records it seems they have that same drum sound?
Well, I call it a tambourine solo, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that is the Motown sound. That's why. That is what makes them different from the other record companies.
Why?
Well, because it's a unique sound. It sounds different.
But it's all the same on every record.
Well, that's your opinion, right?
Yeah.
I'm not defending them, nor am I, I'm just... telling you what I'm repeating to you what you're really trying to get across. And that is, to you, all the records sound the same.
Well, how come they should change it?
Okay, why don't you tell Barry Gordy that? I think he's on his $40 million seller,
Is that all?
The thing is still going very well,
Yeah, well.
And the Motown sound is very big.
I don't see him very much these days.
Well, I don't think you hang around the club.
Well, no other records are like that. They should have it, different.
Mm-hmm.
Because it sounds like they're all, the same family or something.
Yeah, well, no, that is the Motown sound. That is what makes it different from the other companies. Any other questions, Al?
Yeah.
All right.
How come when you talk about, all these stations, and you put them down, how come you don't put down yourself?
I do put down myself.
Well, put down yourself, then.
What, right now?
Yeah.
For what?
I don't know, because you always say that these guys are crummy. Well, Well, it's the year like some, like, you know, like a new kid would come into a neighborhood and say, he's ugly. You know, and the kid lives somewhere else. Because you've never been here before. You don't know these guys.
Oh, I know most of them. Most of these guys I do know. You have to take that statement back.
You sit there and you put them down. But when you see them at a banquet and stuff, well, hiya, how's it been, big dick person? You know, like that.
Well, he's a good friend of mine. I've known him for years anyway.
What?
I said he is a good friend of mine. I've known him for years. I used to carry coffee around for him in Buffalo.
Did you?
Yeah.
See, he's above you right there.
Why?
Because he used to carry his coffee.
So what?
Okay, then.
Huh?
He was above you, wasn't he, then? Or were you above him?
No, he was. We both worked for the same station. And, and I was just starting out, and he was had already been on for a couple of years.
Oh. Well, then don't they tell you about this when you put him down?
No, some people improve on the air, others stay the same.
Oh. Well, don't they just say, how could you put him down? Did any of them say,
Well, I don't understand, quite frankly, Al, what you're getting at. What are you trying to say? That you don't like me? Is that what you want to say?
Yeah, I don't like you.
Oh, then why don't you just say that? I mean, why aggravate me?
Okay, I don't like you.
Okay, fine. Why don't you like me?
Because you put down everybody else.
Is that the only reason you don't like me?
I don't like you because you put down Dick Purton.
Oh, is that the only reason?
Yeah.
Okay, do you like Dick Purton better?
Uh-huh.
Why don't you sleep nights and wake up in the morning and listen to him?
I do.
Okay, fine. What are you calling me for?
Because I want to win a Honda.
You want to win a Honda? That's the only reason you're calling?
Yeah.
Bye. Okay, this is WXYZ in Detroit, and here's Groovy Kind of Love.
When I'm feeling blue, all I have to do is take a look at you.
My temper, ladies and gentlemen. It's just I don't feel I have to be put down on my own show. This is WXYZ on a Friday with Joey Reynolds. I was talking to Al Evans from South Junior High School, who called me just to win a Honda. And I think I'd like to put a postage stamp on his nose and mail him to a forest fire.
WXYZ presents sports from ABC.